You just read your name in the handbook.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
When was the last time it was there?
2004, and you know, it's been a long 8 years, and I've always had it in my heart. I've been to the race as much as I could since then, and I think the race is still in my blood. So I think my soul always wanted to run it again, as it did originally. But Sri Chinmoy inspired me originally, outwardly, when he told me to do it, and he had faith that I could do it. So now I still believe he has faith in me, and I have faith in him. So I'm going to do it again to make him happy and to make my soul happy, and hopefully my body will cooperate with all that.
Does it make it real, seeing your name and picture in the...
I just feel grateful, that's all, that I'm able to be in there. You know, I'm grateful that I'm running the race. I'm grateful that I'm healthy enough to run. I'm grateful to get started, and I have confidence that I can finish. So it's really, I don't feel anything special about myself for the race. I just feel like it's an honor to be running it. And it's always an honor to help with the race, but to be running it is really, really, really special. And
you're the oldest guy.
Well, you know, I almost don't even think in numbers. You know, I feel like one of the guys, you know, 30s, 40s.
But you were also there when the first race, I mean, you didn't run it, but you were there to see all 16 years.
This race, to me, has been, you know, I remember when Sri Chinmoy was interviewed in 1991 after the 1,000-mile race that I did in Flesh and Metal Park, and he was being interviewed by news people, reporters.
Yeah, I know.
And they said, well, why such a long race, 1,300 miles?
Thank you very much.
And he said, we're going to have 2,700-mile race. And he said that in 1991. It took 5 years to get it going. And in 96, we were all there. I remember interviewing Ted Corbett at that race. He would come and watch it. To me, all these races have had special impact for me because I've always wanted to participate in them because I love long distance, but also because it brings so many people together, not only just disciples, and I don't mean runners, I mean non-runners as well, to feel the oneness. I mean, I never saw so much oneness between runners and non-runners at these races, especially this one. And that's really what the World Family needs, people who are doing different capacities are doing the same thing. And so the runners are only part of it. I mean, running it is just one aspect of the whole achievement, which is everybody's achievement. And now I'm glad to be on the running side of it because my legs are still moving, so I got to keep them going until they give up, and I'm not giving up. So I know it's going to be tough, but I think if I'm happy and just feel the appreciation for being the privilege of being in this race, being here, just watching it, helping, and running it especially, is really, really an opportunity of a lifetime every year for people who get involved in the race, including you, who really bring it to the public. It's really amazing how you affect the race, you know.
Harpan, thank you.
Yeah.